Which region will do stay tuned on Indonesia Today?
Performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta. jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalan.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners and viewers, for some people, one day without coffee is not complete. Just like one day without Voice of Indonesia. Very incomplete. And when it comes to coffee, Indonesia is one of the most diverse coffee origins in the world. There is Gayo coffee, Luwak coffee, and today's VOI talk takes you to experience the richness of one of Indonesian Robusta coffee from Pagar Alam, South Sumatra. And to get the details about this scent and taste of this coffee, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Ms. Liza Marulita, the owner of Pagar Alam Coffee. Hello, Ms. Liza. Welcome Hello. To VOI Talk.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk.
Okay.
So,
welcome.
How's Ramadan? How's your day so far?
Very hot today in Jakarta.
Okay. And maybe it would be good to break the fast with one cup of iced Pagar Alam coffee.
Yes, of course, of course.
Really?
Hot coffee or iced coffee from Pagar Alam Robusta, especially for my product, Botia Coffee, very delicious, I guarantee you.
Oh.
Do you want to try it?
Oh.
I can send you.
Really? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Of course.
Can't wait for it. Okay, before talking about breaking the fast with Pagar Alam Coffee, we are so curious first about the coffee itself, Pagar Alam Coffee from South Sumatra. Could you tell us more about it, please?
Oh, Pagar Alam Coffee from Pagar Alam is a very special coffee, I think, because coffee from Pagar Alam has a balance of strong balance. I mean, sorry, I'm very nervous because it's the first time for me.
That's okay.
Yes, I'm really sorry. Okay, I mean, Robusta from Pagar Alam is as a balance as a balance sore and bitter of force, I mean, and very unique because you know Pagar Alam, maybe is so many people maybe don't really know about it. Maybe most people familiar with mind dealing, gayo, but Pagar Alam maybe is not famous. Because that, I want to make a Pagar Alam coffee famous in the world, of course.
Yes, let's show it to the world. Okay, so what makes it different from the other coffees in Indonesia?
Yes, of course. Because Pagar Alam coffee has a strong bitter and a very unique aroma. Very, very cast. Very unique.
Ah, okay. And yes. The thickness and the taste?
Yes. The thickness, the taste, and from aroma is very different, so unique. The taste is a strong bitter. Not like the other coffee in Sumatra.
Okay. And the products sold in beans or package?
Both. In a bean, yes. Bean and package too.
Okay. Mm. And how is the coffee plantation or business running there in Pagar Alam? Or any difficulties in running this coffee business at this time?
Yes, of course. All we know for time being, the economic condition, especially in Indonesia, are not good. But it's not the reason to not continue my coffee business.
Okay.
Yes. And the change of customer taste is very, also very rapid. You know, you know what I mean? Like luwak, latte, and you know what I mean. Yes. So it's very, very hard work for me to introduce Pagar Alam coffee to local market and also marketplace.
Okay. And what about the response for the local one, the local buyers?
The local one is very positive, especially during Ramadan and during COVID. During COVID, because my product 100% pure black coffee without mixture.
Oh.
And because that is very safe to commit for import or sour, very safe.
Okay, and is it like in people in South Sumatra? What about that? All of people in South Sumatra, how much they enjoy it?
The other Sumatra, like Jakarta, the people of Jakarta are positive too, and overseas, like German, Bulgaria, Hungary is love to consume Robusta from Pagar Alam.
Wow, it even has reached other countries abroad, not only in Indonesia.
For time being, only four countries in Europe, but I'm very happy.
Four countries. Okay. Yes. Okay. And the type of the coffee, I mean, it's original, no mixture at all, or there is also Pagar Alam pure coffee mixed with the other flavors, maybe?
For time being, just from Pagar Alam, 100% from Pagar Alam, and I no blend, no mix. on 100% pure from Robusta bean and Arabica coffee beans.
Okay, so for our listeners who maybe they happen to be in Indonesia, then precisely in South Sumatra, where they can get that coffee, or maybe they are even if they are abroad, just like you say.
Do you mean how to get coffee from Pagar Alam?
Yes.
I have maybe can direct message in our Instagram, Bocia_official, or maybe they can in marketplace.
Okay, maybe you can spell the Instagram. It's Bocia.
Botia.
Okay. We'll grab it to the Instagram.
Okay.
And how's the production process itself?
I have a team. I work together with my friends, and we, my friend is to responsible to the product, and I responsible to the marketing and promotion to sell.
Okay, and since when actually you've been working in the coffee industry, and why you choose this industry or field?
I started my coffee business in 2019 from my little room in Coast, several years ago. And why I choose this? Because I think many people in the world, in local market, in Indonesia, in Jakarta, not only in Jakarta, not only Indonesia, but in the world, love coffee.
Yeah. Almost all.
Yes, and I believe the coffee business will more grow and always grow in the future.
Exactly. And yeah. Especially from Pagar Alam. And in this holy month, in this fasting month of Ramadan, you said earlier that it is safe to drink Pagar Alam coffee pot hot and cold for iftar or break the fast or sahur or pre-dawn meal. Can you tell us how safe is it and why?
Very safe, because we product Bocia coffee, my coffee business, without any mixed metal, anything, 100% pure black coffee. Because of that, it's safe to consume to anyone. Even if you have GERD, if you have trouble with your stomach, it's safe too.
That's the biggest question for those suffering from GERD.
Yes, no nausea.
Oh yeah, GERD, nausea.
No nausea, or maybe you usually some people after drink coffee, a cup of coffee, maybe still feel dizzy. Okay, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, but if you drink from Pagar Alam coffee, Bocia coffee, you feel fresh, you feel more focused, you feel more fresh. And safe for your health, of course.
Okay. Would be better without sugar?
Yes, without sugar, a black coffee, without sugar, without corn, without rice, no.
Yes, it's even better. It tastes better without sugar for our health. right?
Yes, yes, right, that's right.
Okay. For
any sugar. No, no any sugar.
No, please, no additional substances.
Yes, of course, exactly.
That's the healthiest coffee, right?
Yes.
Okay. To me, not about GERD. My problem is, like you said before, sometimes if I do not feel suitable with some coffee, is my heart is beating.
Yeah,
my heart problem. So it wouldn't happen, right, if I drink Pagar Alam.
No, of course, I guarantee you.
Okay, for any kind of health problem, that would be safe. Okay, so getting more curious then to taste the coffee. How to reach Pagar Alam from the capital city, from Palembang? How to reach Pagar Alam from the capital city, from Palembang?
I don't really know.
Is it that far?
So far. Pagar Alam is near Bengkulu.
Near Bengkulu. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Near Bengkulu. Okay. So far away from Palembang.
So far, okay. Maybe we'll find out more how to reach it, like from the airport.
Okay. Wait a minute. If I don't know, Pagar Alam, no, Pagar Alam, have a new airport. New airport near from Pagar Alam, yes. So if you want to go to Pagar Alam, you don't go to Palembang. No.
Okay. Oh, there is another nearby. Another airport.
Near Pagar Alam.
Yes. Okay then. We'll go there. But for the time time being, if we want to get the Pagar Alam coffee, just go to the social media first. Or
social media. My Instagram or marketplace or
or website.
Or my website. For time being, I'm really sorry we don't have yet for time being.
Okay.
But on process.
Okay, so just type Pagar Alam, a copy Pagar Alam in the marketplace. Then
Botia.
Okay. Okay, Miss Lisa, what would you like to say to our listeners and viewers about Pagar Alam coffee in particular and Indonesian coffee in general?
Or coffee lover, I just want to tell you, please try Pagar Alam coffee. Because Pagar Alam coffee, the black coffee especially, if you drink usually twice in one day, like a morning and evening, you feel fresh, you more focused, and the taste is strong. Bitter, I guarantee you. So you must do try Pagar Alam coffee from Botia Coffee. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Miss Lisa, for taking us to experience the richness of Pagar Alam coffee.
Thank you, Mrs. Rahma.
You're welcome. Hopefully one day we can give them some visualization of the coffee. So they can experience more. Okay, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day and happy Ramadan as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk, experiencing Pagar Alam coffee. The richness of Pagar Alam coffee. Stay tuned for more insightful interviews on Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semestanya di dunia. Once upon a time, the angels did rest here. In the legend of Tutumenden, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels speak, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Thor's Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Thank you. Kulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Kulisan. The darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang does show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true home.
you're enjoying a very unique music video seizing the artificial intelligence. Sarah Fajira, Nania, and Lucky Octavian Kevas with Juwita. Unfortunately, this song ends today's program of Indonesia Today, but on RRI Net, Kazon VOINews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma Sanino. Thank you so much for tuning in, and bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Programa en español. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you. kau ganggu. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya. Karena dia pertama juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi.
Line. Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Arifah Fauzi emphasized Indonesia's commitment to expediting implementation of gender equality and women's empowerment at a Commission on the Status of Women 69th Ministerial Meeting in New York. She noted in a statement on Friday during the forum, Fauzi outlined three main approaches implemented by the Indonesian government to improve women's empowerment, namely mainstreaming women's empowerment at all levels, continuing to include women's empowerment and leadership in all sectors, and investing in women's empowerment. Indonesian Ministry of Environment will dispatch teams to support the improvement of market cleanliness in the efforts to reduce waste. Environment Minister Hani Faisal Nur Rafiq told the press after conducting monitoring in a market along with Trade Minister Budi Santoso in Jakarta on Friday. He underscored the need to improve waste handling, especially waste management in traditional markets. This refers to managers' obligation to manage waste in their areas under Law No. 18 of 2008. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back.
Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marked their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lala Huta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Bonnie Echo on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lala Huta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end their relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lala Huta. Enjoy the song.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku jalan berlaku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kau.